On Wednesday, the Board of Trustees for the Sheldon Museum voted to change the institution's name from the Sheldon Museum and Cultural Center to the Haynes Sheldon Museum. Museum Director Helen Alton says confusion has plagued the institution for years because of the name Sheldon. It comes from Steve Sheldon, whose collection is the foundation of the museum, but it gets mixed up with the more well-known Sheldon Jackson Museum in Sitka and the Sheldon Museum of Art in Nebraska.
People do not realize how cumbersome and difficult that name is. Not within our community. Within our community, it means something. It's the Sheldon family. It's a historic community-wide. But we are living in a global community, and we're trying to draw people off these cruise ships who want to come here that know about us beforehand. And it's not possible with that name.
Board of Trustees President Jim Shook says the board has talked about the challenges of the name for a while.
We entered into this years ago and have discussed it quite a number of times. And it has finally come to a head, which is, I think, is very good.
In October, the board made what some saw as a sudden decision to change the museum name. The new title the board chose at the time was the Haynes Museum and Cultural Center. But the removal of Sheldon from the name prompted many negative reactions, including from the grandchildren of Steve Sheldon.
I don't think it was meant as a disrespect for the Sheldon family. I think it was primarily meant as a way of clarifying who we are.
Still, the board decided to ask for public input before making a final name change. Shook put out a request for community members to email or send letters in with their suggestions. But the response was minimal.
We certainly expected a flood of input from the community, but we just did not feel it.
Shook says they received just two responses. When the board met Wednesday, it voted 5-1 for the Haynes Sheldon Museum.
They wanted it to be clean, and they wanted it to be clear and to really indicate who we are. They wanted the community name in it. They wanted to include the Sheldon name, and they didn't want any extraneous verbiage.
Board member Diana Kelm was the one dissenting vote.
I really feel that the museum is a piece of history in its own right, including the name, and saw no good reason to change the name. There were many valid reasons for saying it should change, but I just didn't buy it.
But Shook says it's a difficult financial climate for museums. Having a name that distinguishes the museum, that's clarifying instead of confusing, will help the institution market itself and draw more visitors.
We all have to evolve to survive, whether it be a species or an organization. You know, you look at the library, they've done a good job of evolving and changing to meet certain needs, and I and others have felt that we should evolve as well.
Alton hopes the way the name change upset some people in the community doesn't cause them to stop supporting the museum.
I was just sort of passed by someone who said, well, I'm not giving anything to them if they change their name. And I'm hoping people don't take that attitude, because the fact of the matter is we're still the same museum, and we're the museum that serves our community, and we're an amazing museum.
Alton and Shook say switching the museum's name and all the advertising, signage, and other materials will be gradual. It will take at least a couple years to make the transition from the Sheldon Museum and Cultural Center to the Haynes Sheldon Museum. In Haynes, I'm Emily Files.